This is Independent Native News for Thursday, the 9th of February, 2006. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. A newspaper run by students at Southeastern Oklahoma State University is under fire for what is being termed racist comments about Native Americans. SOSU claims the paper is independently run, although the university does pay an advisor to oversee the student columnists. Jason May, the Southeaster editor, says originally the controversy was over a column that was supposed to be humorous and satirical. May says the writer, Beau Chadwell, used racial slurs and the word savages to make a point.
I do regret that it was taken literally. We definitely didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. He was trying to point out the negative stereotype that was being used. So in that sense, I do regret it. If we had to do it all over again, we probably would have worded it a little differently to make sure that it was understood.
Also at issue is a statistic May used in a subsequent editorial when responding to a Native America Times article on the controversy. He says the Times readers didn't complain about its reporting because, quote, 50% of Native Americans are at a below basic literacy rate, unquote. May says his source for that information is the National Institute for Literacy, a government program charged with identifying and increasing literacy rates in America. But an NIFL staff assistant says the organization does not list literacy statistics by ethnic groups, and that the most recent literacy surveys, compiled from other organizations and posted on the NIFL website, are from 1992. The NIFL says it does not believe in using the statistics as a way to stereotype or condone discrimination, as in the case of May's Southeaster editorial. The civil rights organization Indian Citizens Against Racial Exploitation, or ICARE, has issued a letter to SOSU President Glenn Johnson, asking him to review the articles for violations of the school's racial ethnic harassment policy. ICARE's co-chair, Peggy Larney, is a member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma and director of the American Indian Education Program in Dallas.
We feel like that when a state university is being supported by taxes that we all pay for and the people in the city of Oklahoma pays for, and then they have supposed to be over 1,000 American Indian students attending there, and probably three-fourths of that is probably funded by a lot of the tribal nations through scholarship. That something needs to be said.
For its part, SOSU is reviewing the complaints, and Raquel Hutchins, chief of staff to President Glenn Johnson, says they've received many.
We have complaints from Native American people in the community and outside of the community, just non-Native Americans, even, you know, our own president doesn't agree with what is being said in the newspaper.
Hutchins says the university will decide a course of action once they've reviewed the legal ramifications with the school's general counsel. In other news, in British Columbia, the controversial death of a Native infant 3 years ago has now sparked a formal investigation. Craig McCulloch reports from Vancouver.
The formal inquest started earlier this week, almost 3.5 years after the death of Sherry Charlie. The 19-month-old member of the Nuchonov band was murdered by her uncle, Ryan George. The young girl and her older brother were placed in the uncle's home by the band's child care agency without any background check. George had a previous criminal record for assault and is now currently serving a 10-year sentence for manslaughter in the child's death. The inquest will hear from George, representatives from the child care agency, and the provincial government. It will also look into why the brother was allowed to remain at the uncle's residence for 5 months after Sherry's death. The incident has become a hot political issue, with the provincial opposition alleging a cover-up of earlier reviews. One review that was released, heavily censored, listed several mistakes by both the provincial government and the Nuchonov's child care agency. Critics say this new inquest will not solve the matter. They feel a formal public inquiry is needed to find out more and expose all of the facts. I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
This is Independent Native News. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Supported by Sanosky Chambers Law Firm of Albuquerque, San Diego, Anchorage, Juneau, and Washington, D.C., defending Native American interests since 1976. And by Ridolfi Incorporated, designing and implementing restorative community development. RIDOLFI.com.
Independent Native News is a production of KUAC at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.